The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out to him and said, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's no gospel that honors the Blessed Virgin Mary more than the Gospel of Luke, and it's not even close, right? From the very, very beginning, chapter 1, Angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, "Hail, you who are full of grace." And then her cousin Elizabeth sees the Blessed Mother, cries out in a loud voice, "Most blessed are you among women, and who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And hearing this gospel today, this woman in the crowd, she couldn't agree with that more, right? Couldn't agree more. Which is all the more reason why you should really sit up and take notice when Jesus says, "More blessed are those who hear the word of God and act on it." It's what led St. Augustine once to say, that the Blessed Virgin Mary was more blessed for being a disciple of Jesus than she was for being the mother of Jesus. More blessed is she. More blessed are you. It's why the essence of our faith is not so much about cautiously avoiding sin as it is about actively choosing to do God's will. But to understand why that's the case, we first have to understand a little bit better why our choices matter so much. Why our choices matter so much. I was in the dentist once, all gussied up in my blacks. Laying there in the dentist's chair, dentist looks at me and he says, "You Catholic priest?" Now, anytime anybody asks you that, you got to brace yourself, right? You never know what's coming next. Say, "Yeah, I'm a Catholic priest." And he says, "Yeah, trouble with you priests. All you ever talk about is sin." And I said to him, "Yeah, trouble with you dentists. All you ever talk about is cavities." Because dental health is more than just avoiding cavities, right? That's where dental health begins. And spiritual well-being is more than avoiding just sin. That's where spiritual well-being begins. But to understand why, we have to understand why our choices matter so much. And the reason is because your choices are self-constituting. Now, literally, everything you freely choose, you are becoming as a consequence of your choice. Your choice is not external to you. It forms your soul. Now, this doesn't happen with accidents. This doesn't happen with dreams. This doesn't happen if you're under hypnosis, right? Free choices. And the freer you are in choosing, the more you're forming yourself. For example, if I choose to tell a lie, I'm different at the level of my soul after that lie. I'm a little bit less of a human being as a consequence. I'm different. It's why it's easier to tell the next lie. And if I keep on lying, right, again and again, I find that I can't do anything but tell lies. They come out spontaneously. I've become different. I've become changed. I have become a liar. I've become what I've chosen. Same thing holds true with your virtues. If I choose to act courageously, I'm different after that decision. I'm changed. And if I keep doing that again and again and again, I become what I've chosen. I become a courageous person. God made you in His own image. When you do His will, you become more in His own image. And when we commit sins, we become a creature of our own making. Rather, shocking thought, a creature of our own making. It's one of the reasons why God is more concerned with what you do in a circumstance than he is with the circumstances in which you're living. It's why sometimes you pray and you pray and you pray, God, remove me from these circumstances of my life, and he won't do it. It's because he's more concerned not so much with the circumstances, but with what you're going to choose to do in those circumstances. Reminds me of a famous passage from Lord of the Rings, in which the diminutive little hobbit Frodo is talking to the wise old wizard Gandalf about this terrible hardship. And he says to Gandalf, I wish this had never happened to me in my time. And Gandalf replies, so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All they have to decide is what to do with the time that is given them. And that's a real great description, morally speaking, of our lives. All we have to choose is what to do with the time that's given us. It's why one of the most important things we can choose is to go to confession. Do you know that? Confession is a sacrament that has the power to reverse the curse. After you're finished confessing, the damage you've done is undone. Sometimes people will say to me, I don't commit any sins. I feel like saying them, baloney, that's not true, right? But even if you're only committing venial sins, confession has the power to reverse the damage. You actually walk away healed. The choice is undone, the virtue rebuilt up, the grace reintroduced. It's one of the most important things that we can possibly do. That's why Jesus says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and act on it. Interesting word, blessed. Greek word is makarios. And it means a state of well-being that you can't lose. No external circumstance in your life can take it away from you. Highs or lows, health or illness, wealth or poverty, can't take it away from you because it's a state of your own being. That's what God wants to give to us. That blessedness increases the closer we come to heaven. So let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Denis and his companions, pray for us.